Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they'll begin with a packed consent calendar, including one item regarding county parks. The Parks Division is facing a structural deficit, primarily due to a large increase in insurance premiums stemming from an automobile accident in 2013. In 2013, the Parks Division spent just over $6,000 for insurance. This year, it will spend $91,000, and that amount will be paid over the next 5 years. The board will consider whether or not to approve a supplemental budget transfer of $77,000 to cover operation and maintenance costs. The board will also discuss ways to increase revenue or to lower costs, including the sale of county parks such as Crab Park and Table Bluff County Park, charge day use fees for Clam Beach and Mad River, and discontinue operation and maintenance of the state-owned Luffenholz Beach, among other recommendations. While we practice the annual tsunami warning drill tomorrow, the Weather Service says the latest round of rainstorms should have passed through the region. We can expect more waves of rain today, along with small hail and some lightning strikes. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions this morning before they set out and be prepared for wet roadways. The rain has also affected road maintenance work scheduled for today on Matoll Road in southern Humboldt. The work has been delayed until Wednesday, and Matoll Road will be closed down on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. for road repair work. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is looking for two white male adults responsible for committing armed robbery in McKinleyville and in Eureka on Friday morning. The two men entered the 76 gas station on Murray Road around 5 a.m., and one of them drew their firearm at the clerk, later leaving the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. Later that morning, around 6:30, the same suspects entered the Fairway Market on Herrick Avenue in Eureka, armed with a handgun, and stole an undisclosed amount of cash as well. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. The Humboldt Library Foundation announced that it has presented the county library with a $65,000 check, money raised by the foundation in 2015. The funds will be used to update equipment, purchase new books, fund the Children's Authors Festival, and provide money for branch libraries. Foundation President Elizabeth Murguia said in a press release that in the past 20 years, the Library Foundation has raised more than $1.8 million through donations from private individuals, businesses, and organizations. Direct grants to the library in that time total more than $960,000, and County Librarian Victor Zazueta said the library is deeply appreciative of the support from the foundation. The sheriff's office is asking for help in locating one of Southern Humboldt's most wanted, who managed to elude a deputy during a vehicle pursuit last week. The deputy spotted 29-year-old Michael Russell driving at a high rate of speed and initiated a traffic stop on Dean Creek Road, but Russell sped away, and he was able to elude the pursuit. The black Nissan he was driving was later found parked at the Phillipsville Fire Station, and Russell remains at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the decision by the city of Eureka and the county government to work together to address chronic homelessness in and around Eureka, the work to develop an overall strategy has begun. The city and county have decided to look at the housing first model, getting a homeless person housed first and then dealing with any underlying issues, but that means there has to be actual housing available, and that means affordable, low-income housing, as Supervisor Mark Lovelace said on Talk Shop last week.
There's actual definition to what we're talking about with low-income and very low-income. When we're talking about true low-income housing like that, difficult if not impossible to do that on just a regular free market development. Local jurisdictions can help with in terms of minimum dwelling unit size, to allow for smaller units, and other design elements that can affect the cost of construction.
The goal is to provide housing that won't cost a low-income person more than 30% of their monthly income, and Lovelace said that any housing projects will need government backing.
But to really get you down into true low-income or very low-income housing, you're going to have some sort of public subsidies to make that happen. And so that's why you've got developers like Dan Johnson, Danco, that have really focused on this area and have been very, very good at putting that together. So figured out a business model that actually works for them to do that.
Lovelace also said it's difficult to get other developers involved because it's a model that doesn't work for everyone. You can hear the entire interview with Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.